Billy, hanging by his forearms from the undercarriage of a train, had eaten one of the camp dogs. After his liberation, Jan joined the Czech resistance in London and flew bombers back over Prague. Needless to say, these trials surpassed my own. Jan was living in my small hometown in western Massachusetts, where he worked as a cross-country ski instructor and maintained local legend status. He went back to Prague every October to teach classes at Charles University. I'd actually sat in on one the previous year. And as my new plan took shape, I'd begun charting his movements around town, hoping to receive his counsel. Jan had indulged my inquiries before, and when I'd settled on a plan, I sought his endorsement. It was deep in the New England winter, and the narrow driveway that curved through the woods to Jan's home was banked with snow. I skidded up in my Ford Festiva and gathered my thoughts. A sizable white husky sat outside Jan's garage, staring at me with reserved indifference. It looked like the kind of dog that came with a military option, that you didn't want to be on the wrong side of, that if it were otherwise motivated, my Festiva would provide about as much protection as the helicopter had for the pilot in Jaws 2. But Jan had apparently put the word out, and the husky just blinked its blue eyes as I passed. Smoke rose steadily from the chimney into the gray sky, and Jan met me at the open garage door. Close up, he looked a lot like the husky. The same piercing blue eyes, the same close-cropped white hair, the same reserved strength. A heavy punching bag hung from a hook in the garage behind him. Jan looked like the kind of man who did not mess around. I suspected that he'd built his own house with wood he'd chopped out of the forest, probably with the dog's help, and knew each knot and plank in his walls. I had no doubt that, even in his 70s, he could beat the shit out of me. We sat by the fire, and he made tea. We talked generally about Prague, the alleys of the old town, the hidden courtyards near the Bethlehem Chapel, the small wooded island in the Vltava, where, after the war, Jan had open-air sex with an anonymous beauty.
"She said, 'Pin me up like a butterfly,'" said Jan, smiling at the memory. "So I did."
I asked for, and he told again, a little wearily, his own stories of death, incarceration, escape, and eventual triumph. Stories that were as dramatic as any Hollywood thriller, indeed even more so for being true. Jan had told them 1,000 times, but still told them like a pro. And by the end, I felt energized enough to broach the subject of my own adventure. I told him I was going back to Prague to see if I could find a basketball team and join it for a year. I told him how I'd been struggling since graduation, not sure what to do with myself, not sure how to grow up. Now I'd settled on a mission, made a plan. Basketball in a foreign country. Character-building adversity. Ambassadorship-type stuff. A future that held hardships, border crossings, and maybe, if I was lucky, girls who said, "Pin me up." Jan listened patiently and sipped his tea. I got the sense that this wasn't the first mission he'd heard about, and somewhere down low on the list of importance. His eyes took on the same reserved indifference as the dog outside. Eventually, I said what I felt like I could say, hearing as I outlined it what a childish, inconsequential plan it was. He's talking about life and death, and I'm talking about running off in my sneakers to play a game. I had visions of another summer of bartending, and my heart began to sink. Jan remained impassive. Having failed to secure an endorsement, it was time for me to leave. I was at the door, keys in hand, when Jan took me by the shoulder and fixed his blue eyes on me.
"David," he said,
flexing his fingers on my arm and nodding toward some difficult future.
"Don't back out."
I swallowed hard. Don't back out. Holy shit. There it was, I thought. A straight-up challenge from a Holocaust survivor. He got it. He got what I was talking about. Sure, it wasn't World War II, but there were trials to be endured. And he'd said, "Don't back out." That kind of challenge from that kind of man wasn't going to come along too often.